Junior de Vaughan Systems en el teléfono 91-133-5832. 91-133-5832.
You're listening to Vaughan Radio.
The Salad. Fun, informative, interactive radio.
Welcome to the program. 1, 2, 3, oh, welcome to the salad. Thanks for listening today. I really have a lot of things that I would like to say. It's a fun, informative radio show, featuring lots of things you really ought to know. So it's, yeah, it's time to get on with the show. Time. Hello, everybody. Yes, let's get straight in to the content. Now we have a conundrum for you today. Yes, a little test example for you, a conundrum. You have to fill in the blank. Okay, so here's our conundrum for today, a little test for you. I can't get blank on my salary. Now, if you're listening to The Salad last week, you should know the answer to this. So I can't get blank on my salary. What could the answer be? Well, stay tuned because we shall be revealing the answer at the end of the program, salad listeners. That's right. So, I'm going to post this on our Vaughan Radio app right now, okay? You should see it soon if you have the app. If you don't have the app, you should get it. Download it for free. So, there it goes. I can't get blank on my salary. Now, what's on the program today? Well, we have some customary salad news bits. News from around the world. Yes, we're going again. Across the pond. We're going to cross the pond. Cruzar el charco. We're going to cross the pond. That's right. That's all I'm going to say. And what else do we have? We also have grammar points. Yes, our grammar expert, Alan Parsons, will be here with a master class in English grammar. So stay tuned for that too. But right now, it's time for Salad News Bits. Hello and welcome to Salad News Bits, news from around the world. Are you ready for today's headline? Here it comes. The Gateway Moon Station, that's right, Canada, joins the NASA Space Project. That's our headline for today. Gateway Moon Station, Canada joins the NASA Space Project. That's right, salad listeners. To understand, the Space Project. So we all know about NASA, the North American Space Agency. In this case, NASA has joined the space project for the Gateway Moon Station. We're going over live to Canada for more about this. Who do we have? Hal Leonard, our American correspondent, is in Canada. Hal, can you hear me?
Hi, Dave. Yeah, I can hear you. Canada. will contribute around $1.4 billion U.S. dollars to a proposed NASA space station that will orbit the moon and act as a base to land astronauts on its surface.
Now then, salad listeners, yes. So Canada will contribute around $1.4 billion to a proposed NASA space station that will orbit the moon and act as a base to land astronauts on its surface. So it's like a base station. Incredible.
Yeah, that's right, Dave. You know, so Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said the step would push the boundaries of innovation. So the space station called Gateway is a key element in NASA's plan to return to the moon with humans in the 2020s.
Uh-huh. Yes, so the Canadian Prime Minister is saying it's pushing the boundaries of innovation. Well, it actually is. So this space station is called Gateway. Portal, we can say Gateway. And it's a key element to return to the moon with humans in the 2020s. We haven't been to the moon for a long time. Why not? Why has it been such a long time?
So as part of the 24-year commitment, Canada will build a next-generation robotic arm for the new Luna outpost. So, Canada is going to the moon, Mr. Trudeau said. And, NASA plans to build the small station in lunar orbit by 2026. Now, astronauts will journey back and forth between Gateway and the lunar surface. It will also act as a habitat for conducting science experiments.
Wow, so it's a base station, Gateway. So yes, NASA is also building a robotic arm as part of this project.
Canada is building a robotic arm. Yeah, so the robotic arm named Canadarm 3 will hear and will help repair and maintain the Gateway. It's the next in a series of robotic systems built by Canada for the International Space Station. Now, the main NASA administrator told me NASA is thrilled that Canada is the first international partner for the Gateway Lunar Outpost. The space exploration is Canada's DNA.
Space exploration is Canada's DNA. ADN. DNA, as we say in English. Yeah, so they're thrilled. So Canada is the first international partner for the Gateway Lunar Project.
That's right. So, the NASA administrator added, our new collaboration on Gateway will enable our broader international partnership to get to the moon and eventually to Mars. Now, according to Space News, Canadian airspace companies have been lobbying government for years for new investment for space programs. Now, key to the construction and utilization of Gateway is the Orion capsule built by Lockheed Martin, which will eventually transport crews to the orbiting outpost and dock with it.
So, a docking station. Wow. So if you thought docking station was for your smartphone or your iPod or something, well, so key to the construction and utilization of Gateway is the Orion capsule, which will eventually transport crews to the orbiting outpost and dock with it. Incredible. It sounds like science fiction.
Orion will be launched on the new heavy lift SLS rocket, which is derived in part from technology developed for the space shuttle program. So, the Gateway Moon Station, Canada joins the NASA space project. Very exciting news for the U.S. and for Canada, too. So, here from Canada, back to the studio, Dave.
Wow. So, the Gateway project the new space project by NASA with the collaboration of Canada too. So the idea is to get men or women, human beings, back on the moon in the 2020s. Get humans on the moon again. Exciting things ahead in the world. Oh, it's not science fiction, it's reality. You heard it here on Salad News Bits. Grammar points! Hello, welcome to Grammar Points. Yes, the part of the program where we get serious. We go deep into the world of English grammar. Now with the help of Alan Parsons, our very own grammar expert. Hello, Alan.
Hello, Dave. That's right. So, yes, we have another masterclass, as you said.
Now then, I wanted to keep it a surprise, but what do you have lined up for us today on Grammar Points?
So I have the comparative followed by the comparative. Well, in Spanish, you would probably say cuanto más, más.
Cuanto más, más. So you could say the more followed by the more, or the comparative followed by the comparative. El comparativo. Ah, bigger, stronger, better, etc. Well, salad listeners, as you know, we don't like to give long, complicated grammatical explanations here, really. We like to get straight into it. Yes, dive in through example with examples. So, yes, it's the more, the more. It's the comparative followed by the comparative here, salad listeners. You're thinking, what? All will become clear on Grammar Points. Now then, well, let's have a look at our first example to see how it's done, salad listeners. This is the interactive part of the program, so interact with us here, okay? So, over to you, Alan. What's our first example?
Okay, here we go. Cuanto más fácil sea, más rápido serás.
So, cuanto más fácil sea, más rápido serás. Now, so we're going to work with the comparative here. We know it's with the ER at the end. Bigger, stronger, better, happier, etc. So in this case, cuanto más fácil. So I just say más fácil, easier. So we'll just say the easier it is, más rápido serás. And más rápido, how do you say that? The faster or the quicker. Okay, so the easier it is, the quicker you'll be. So we're using the comparative followed by the comparative. Now, of course, cuanto más, más. You can say the more, the more. The more people come to the party, the better. You could mix that with a comparative. But we're using the comparative followed by the comparative here, okay? So the easier it is, the quicker you'll be. That's right, salad listeners. Now then, so we all know the comparative, generally speaking, the grammar behind it. We just kind of add an ER on, big, bigger, strong, stronger. So we can get this into our active English very quickly, okay? So let's have another example, because I don't hear enough people using this. What's our next example, please? Remember, translate this into perfect English to practice with us here, okay? This is the interactive part of the program. Next!
Right, okay, yes.
Cuanto antes empecemos, antes terminaremos.
So, cuanto antes empecemos. So, in this case, cuanto antes, I would say the sooner we begin. Cuanto antes, the sooner. Okay? Antes terminaremos. The sooner we'll finish. So it's cuanto antes, antes, the sooner. Okay, all right. So the sooner we begin, the sooner we'll finish. I think it's pretty easy, salad listeners, don't you think? So we can do this immediately. Start using this. Are you ready for another example? Here we go.
Right, okay, here we go. Cuanto más pesado es, más difícil es llevarlo.
Well, how is it pesado? Heavy. Qué heavy. That's right, so heavy. So más pesado, heavier. So, the heavier it is, más difícil es llevarlo. Now, we could say the more difficult, but we can just say the harder. Something is hard, so the harder it is to carry, okay? So the heavier it is, the harder it is to carry. That's right, salad listeners. So we've seen the easier, the quicker, the sooner, the heavier, the harder, etc. Okay? So let's have a look at another example. It's the comparative followed by the comparative. Next, please.
Right, okay, here we go. Cuanto más ligero es, mejor flota.
So cuanto más ligero, how do you say ligero? Light, yeah? Más ligero or lighter? So, the lighter it is, mejor flota. How do you say mejor? Better, so the better it floats, because float is flotar. So we have, the lighter it is, the better it floats. That's right, salad listeners, very easy, yes. Very easy, isn't it? I think so. So let's keep putting it into practice. That's the most important part, to get it into practice, get it into our actual active English. Now then, let's have another example, please.
Right, okay. Cuanto más tarde se haga, peor será.
So, how do you say tarde? Late. Más tarde. Later. And peor. How can we say that? In this case, worse, isn't it? So, we have the lighter it is, the worse it will be. Okay, salad listeners. The lighter it is, the worse it will be. Yes, that's right. Grammar point with the comparative. Followed by the comparative. Cuanto más, más. Now then, yes, so I have some very quick ones here. This is quick fire, so translate these as quick as you can, okay? Don't even think about it, okay? Ni siquiera. No, don't even think about it. Okay, ni pensarlo. Don't even think about it, we could say in English. So, let's have a look. Over to you, Alan.
Right, okay. Cuanto antes, mejor.
Anybody? The sooner, the better. Very easy. The sooner, the better. Now, this is a good expression. Once this is in your head, you can copy and paste it over when you're writing emails and stuff. The sooner you send me the information, the better. Okay? The sooner, the better. When do you need the information? It's your conference call. Yes, the sooner, the better, please. I would really appreciate that. Okay. Are you ready for our next example, salad listeners? Over to you, Alan.
Right, okay. Cuanto más grande, mejor.
Anybody? So, the bigger, the better. Okay? The bigger, the better. That's right. Let's have another example. Are you ready? Are you translating these into perfect English to practice with us, to interact with us? Let's have another one.
Right, okay. Cuanto más rápido, mejor.
Ah, yes. So, the faster, the better. Okay? The faster, the better. When you're going to buy a new car, yes. Which car would you like, sir? Because, yes, the faster, the better. Or, you know, you're going over to the UK, you rent a car, and then, yes, the faster, the better. Okay, let's have a couple more to keep practicing. Over to you, Alan.
Cuanto más barato, mejor.
Right, well, barato, how do we say that? Cheap, más barato, cheaper. So, the cheaper, the better. That's right, the cheaper, the better. And we have one more in this section. Let's go over to the last one, please.
Right, okay, here we go. Cuanto más mayor, mejor.
Cuanto más mayor, mejor. What do you think, salad listeners? So, mayor, old. Más mayor, older. So we have the older, the better. That's right, the older, the better, yes. Grammar point, cuanto más, más. The comparative followed by the comparative. Now then, Alan, you said you had a couple of comments you wanted to make.
Yes, right. So there are, you know, different constructions with, you know, cuanto más, más. You know, we can say the more or et cetera. So I want to go into more detail other days. Also, the less we can also look at. And there are different ways and different things to work with. But I think for today, you know, that's enough.
I agree. So in this case, we looked at the comparative plus or followed by the comparative. So let's review what we've been looking at, salad listeners. Let's get these into our active English. So we saw the easier it is, the quicker you'll be. Okay, that's right. That's what I tell my son when he's doing his homework. The easier it is, the quicker you'll be. We've seen the sooner we begin, the sooner we'll finish. The heavier it is, the harder it is to carry. That's not necessarily true. I suppose generally speaking it is. But sometimes something can be really big. It's more difficult to carry than it's necessarily heavy, for example. So the heavier it is, the harder it is to carry. Or the bigger it is, the harder it is to carry, we could say. The lighter it is, the better it floats. Now, do you agree with that? Do you agree with that, salad listeners? We've also seen the later, did we see this? The later it gets, the worse it will be. Cuanto más tarde se haga, peor será. So the later it gets, the worse it will be. That's right, salad listeners. And just to finish off, we saw some quick fire versions, okay, using better. So the sooner, the better. Yeah, these are great for your, you know, you can use these at work. The bigger, the better. The faster, the better. The cheaper, the better. And the older, the better. That's right. Thanks very much, Alan.
As I explained, there are a number of different, ways we can use these kind of constructions. And I would like to have a look at other ones on other days. So, you know, I'll be following this class up with a few more, certainly, on another day.
Okay, oh, thank you. So, you know, the more, the better, we can say. That's right. Okay, thanks, Alan, very much. This has been Grammar Points. Now then, just to finish off, we had our conundrum for today. So our conundrum, a little test example here, which was, I can't get blank on my salary. Now, if you listened to the program last week, you'll know, we worked with a couple of phrasal verbs. Yeah, both with get. So if you can't, I can't get by on my salary. We sort of get by, apañárselas. Okay. So in this case, I can't get by on my salary. Now we could use it with other things. It could also be to get by with. Yes, I get by with my English, or I get by on my English, you can also say. So when it's money, I tend to use on. I can't get by on that. You know, I can't get by on 100 euros a week. Okay, so I can't get by on my salary. That's right. I shall finish that off, and let's have a look. We have over 77% got that right, so I can't get by on my salary. To get by, apañárselas. That's all we have time for. We'll see you same time, same place tomorrow on The Salad.
Nosotros te damos oportunidad tras oportunidad. Y el 21 de marzo, una nueva, para conocer las claves del éxito. Emprender y liderar. Seminario sobre emprendimiento y liderazgo con dos ponentes de lujo, Richard Vaughan y Javier Fernández Aguado. Jueves 21 de marzo de 16:30 a 20:30 horas en la oficina central de Vaughan en la calle Orense 69, primera planta. No dejes pasar esta oportunidad. Entra ahora en grupovaughan.com/seminario. grupovaughan.com/seminario.
Aprender inglés es una cuestión personal porque estamos viviendo ya en un mundo que se necesita hablar inglés. Me gusta mucho viajar y lo utilizo cuando estoy fuera.